Thank you very much, Joyce. Time being 6:38. Whatever the occasion, say it with flowers. I like to suggest if you're going to get caught right with flowers. Perhaps you can go down swinging. Just call Glenn Kurtzman here on KSAN. All right, we'll keep going. Got a little slight cold, but nevertheless, the show must go on. And on November the 24th, a great star, a great voice, Larry Williams, Moon Dash, go, go!
Macaroni. Ought to see her rock and roll with her blue jeans on. She's not very bad, just skin and bone. But I love her, she loves.
Thank you very much, Joyce. Time being 6:38. Whatever the occasion, say it with flowers. I like to suggest if you're going to get caught right with flowers. Perhaps you can go down swinging. Just call Glenn Crossman here on KSAN. All right, we'll keep going. Got a little slight cold, but nevertheless, the show must go on. And on November the 24th, a great star, a great voice, Larry Williams, Moon Dash, go, go!
Macaroni. Ought to see her rock and roll with her blue jeans on. She's not very bad, just skin and bone. But I love her, she loves.
Very kindly. All right, there you go. To Shirelles. You go over that sound the great big way here on KSAN.
Sure, I'd like to talk to some of you, so if you want to give us a little call here at KSAN. And what's the number over here, Montague?
Market 18171. Incidentally, dear listeners, H.B. Bonham has had many hits. He's very modest. H.B., what are some of the records you had out, Asia?
Well, I've been doing mostly arranging for the other artists, and some of the records we had out recently are I Can See in the Turners Is Gonna Work Out Fine, Stick Shift by the Duels. We had Pink Shoelaces, Peanut Butter, Ann Margaret's... Ann Margaret's first record, Lost Love, and her second record, I can't think of the name.
And you have a record out now, don't you?
I have a record out now called Baby, Baby, Baby. This phone is burning up. What do you got going here?
I just wanted to show you that my darlings care about my health and they're thankful for you.
I think you got everybody up here listening to this show.
That's right. Now, darling, keep the phone ringing because I got to show H.B. Bonham from Los Angeles that you are with me and
Death. Now, just a minute, Andy. I can't answer this phone and work these dials, too. There's enough buttons up here to drive a spaceship.
Well, let them know that you'll be here on the show, too, Jackie.
Oh, Jackie DeShannon? Oh, of course. I talked to Jackie down in Los Angeles. I think I talked to her Wednesday night.
Good.
She said she'll be here. Timmy Euro's going to be here. Marie Knight's going to be here. The Tides. I'm getting the marathons up here. The boys are ahead.
You better answer
the
phone.
You don't
answer it live. Yeah,
well, answer it live.
Okay. All right. I'll get it right live.
Good morning, KSAN. Good morning. This isn't Montague. This is H.B. Bonham sitting in for Montague. Oh, we sound alike.
No. What?
What? No. Uh-oh. Don't shoot. Don't shoot. Come back. Well, he has a cold, but he's going to get in some 666 and he'll be straight. He has some 666 and he'll be groovy. Yeah. No, we're no relation. Are we relation, Montague?
No.
No, he refuses to. Well, we got a whole lot of love together, don't we? Ain't this the magnificent Montague show? And this is H.B. Bonham sitting in for Montague. You know what, man? One of my cousins just called.
They did.
That's right. I haven't seen him since we left. Well, I haven't seen him in a long time.
That's the Bigfoot country.
Well, yeah. But I hope they're going to be at that big KSAN charity show, though. I got to have some kind of support out there.
H.B., could you tell me about this Lost Love that you recorded? How did it happen?
Well, this was...
The truth.
Oh, the truth. Well, see, I was going to say that this is one of the numbers I stayed up writing for nights and nights and nights.
That's not the truth.
That's not the truth.
Seriously, darling, he's a very handsome young man, and because, after all, you know, I don't allow any men on my program.
The truth.
You know, you ought to be flattered. You ought to be flattered, because I don't allow men on this show. Only during commercial time, and that's on a transcription.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason why I do that, I don't want to get fired. So, you're lucky that I share my glory with you. And I'll tell you this. When my darlings call, don't date them. No, nothing.
No dates.
Go back empty-handed where you come from.
Empty-handed.
Los Angeles. Oh. I'll tell you what we got. We got about 5 minutes, darling. Call him again, mark it 18171. Thank him, and then we'll go to the spiritual show and see how he can do that.
Because I bought you a spiritual record, you know that.
Well, you better hurry up and play since we can get into it.
Okay, we're going to play a little bit of this Lost Love. This is the big accident. And what turned out to be a very,
which
very,
made you rich.
Very, very good accident.
Which made you rich.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Kind of stuff. Hi, y'all. Hi, y'all in Oakland, Alameda, San Leandro, Hayward, Palo Alto, East Palo Alto, Berkeley, Palo Alto Garden, Redwood City, San Mateo, Burlingame, Napa, Santa Rosa, Vallejo, Richmond, Marin City, San Francisco, Alcatraz, and hi, my friends in San Quentin tonight. One thing about you fellas, You don't never have to worry about no arms. You never have to worry about no arms because the arm of the Lord got you. That's why the man, you don't have enough arms? Here's some more arms.
These arms are mine. They are lonely. Arms of mine, they are yearning, yearning for wanting you, and if you would let them hold you, oh, how grateful I will be.
Listening to the Rockin' Lucky Show, These Arms of Mine. And next, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Vells. The Vells sing, "You never cherish a love so true until after it's gone." It's the Vells. "You never cherish a love so true until after it's gone."
You take advantage of a heart so blue and misuse it.
and let me love again.
Go. That's what the man said from KSAN 1450 on your radio dial. Release me and let me go. The H&R Meat Market, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget now, if you need a turkey, anything like that. Oh, yeah. Telephone was worrying me. The H&R Meat Market, ladies and gentlemen. Some of put that bird on this rotisserie and put it on. You bake them so many hours, it cuts off automatically, you know. And man, when that bird get done wrong about 8 o'clock in the morning, Thursday morning, I'm gonna have me some turkey. Yeah. And I'm gonna give me some rice and oyster dressing and stuff him. Man, everything gonna be cool. But the yard bird's gonna come, rather it did come from the H&R Meat Market. So you go and buy your turkey tomorrow from the H&R Meat Market. I'm gonna have myself a ball. Even though I'll be by myself. But I won't. I have the turkey. We're going to have ourselves a ball. Here it is once again, ladies and gentlemen. Brooke Benton, Hotel Happiness.
I'm checking out a hotel on Linnet. All my lonely days, they're all through. I'm checking into Hotel Happiness. Because, darling, I found you. I left my teardrops in that old No, I won't be back. Yes, it's true. Gonna make my new address a hotel happiness. You know why, darling? So glad I found you.
Of 8 o'clock. Come back here. It's 18 of 8 and it's birthday time. 15 of 8. I said 15 of 8 in the morning. Birthday time is on at Klondike 21332. Hey, Marla, let's get those things in our washer so we'll be, you know, like, wash-free for Thanksgiving Day. Now, you don't want to have to do any washing tomorrow. And, of course, you can do it today in quick time to go do your shopping. If you let Tide do your dirty work, yeah, Tide goes to work fast and washes, Mom. Gets those clothes cleaner, and you know what else? Most of all, it makes them smell so good. And that's what you want in a wash today. I mean, clothes today, you wash them today and they're musty tomorrow, that's no good. Well, Tide has beat all the must out of the clothes it's washed in the, and keep a digging the happenings right off your radio. There are a few things you ought to know about, and here's one of them right here from Good Rockin' Lucky. What might be considered bad news could end up to be good news. Listen and see.
Oh, yes, my friend.
Someone who is celebrating a birthday today, visiting here in the Bay Area, and maybe you know them. We'll give you their name in a moment, and on the birthday salute there, and maybe you'll know them, see? Some old home folks running you down there, see? You can be found. You never can tell. Got a little thing right here that I think you ought to know about if you're going to go anywhere. Maybe you're going to go back to Goose Creek, huh? Or go somewhere, or wherever you want to go on a little trip, maybe for the holidays. Go by Greyhound. You ain't careful, baby. It's 5 and a half. Wait a minute. 5 and a half of 8. There you go.
Black pepper make you sneeze. It'll make you cry. You don't believe me, baby. Just shake it in your eye. Don't bring no pepper around my house. My baby done told.
Big hit, too, that is. That's Roy Lee Johnson. He's got a new thing, you know, called Black Pepper Will Make You Sneeze. 4 of 8, KSAN Birthday Time. Radio News! Late-breaking headlines brought to you by Dr. H.H. Brady. Those are the 8 o'clock headlines brought to you by Dr. H.H. Brady, your friendly credit dentist located 942 Market in San Francisco, 47714 in Oakland. Dr. Brady brings you the 7, 8, and 9 o'clock a.m. news and the 4:55 and 5:55 p.m. news Monday through Friday. Complete details of these and other top stories at 8:30. Keep your dial set at 1450. KSAN for more news, more often. KSAN time on the cuckoo clock on the cuckoo wall right now brings us up to about 8:15. Stand by for birthday time. We're going to say a big, hearty, happy birthday to all you swinging birthdayites out there in just a quick shake. Sydney and Johnny, happy birthday all day.
Today is your birthday. I want to wish you all the happiness. This day is your birthday, and I do hope that it brings the best.
Birthday to you all day long on your day today. Happy birthday at 8:09. Got 3 minutes while the record is playing. Before the record ends, give us an answer, Klondike 21332, and you win a KSAN Tough recording. Here's a little thing right here, and we'd like for you to explain to us exactly what is meant here. We'll give the phrase. You hear phrases, and you tell us what is meant by the phrase. Now, somebody obviously has the answer already, the question already. Hello. They do. They call us before we give a question. Don't do that. You know, make it unfair that way. What is meant by the phrase? Do you have an answer? Hello. You got an answer? You just wait? Well, you can't wait on the line because you're tying it up. Everybody's got to start together here. I'll hold the receiver off the hook, and anybody who calls will not get an answer at all or a ring. Above board. What is meant by above board? This is a San Francisco twister at KL21332. Above board. You hear that all the time. For Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Sam Cooke sings.
If I go.
what would you say that if I said this deal is above board, or that person operates above board? What do I mean? That's correct. We didn't get but one answer. You know what? I think I should give somebody else a crack at this. So I'll take your name, and I won't give the answer out. And I'll give somebody else, while the next commercial is playing, one more winner a chance. What's your name? Shirley. Hale. And your address? 32 Margaret. Uh-huh. Okay, well, you are a second-time winner. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. I was reading over one here. This is too hard. It says, walls have ears. This is East Bay. Walls have ears. You've heard of that expression before? Walls have ears. I'll tell you what, since that one's a little bit harder, I don't think that one is as common as the one we had for the West Bay. I'll give you two, and you can answer either one of them, East Bay. Walls have ears and sour grapes. Sour grapes. What does sour grapes mean? Either one you want to answer, the first two correct answers win a KSAN Tough recording before the end of the next record. Okay, Klondike 21332. Walls have ears, and the other one is something called sour grapes. What do we mean by this? What's the meaning?
It's KPO San Francisco. It's Dave Edwards here, and it's our annual Thanksgiving Day Air Checks special as we get back to more of Chuck Scruggs. That's right, KSAN. November 26, 1962.
Walls have ears. We mean walls have secrets, you know. Secrets are rumored around, you might say. Walls have ears. Secrets mean secrets get rumored around. get rumored around. Walls do, like they hear, like they... If walls... You've heard that. Walls have ears. And if the walls could talk, they could tell a lot, you know. Then there's the sour grapes. Sour grapes means things depressing because they are beyond reach. Things depressed. Or what is it? Is it depressed? No, the word is deprived. I'm sorry. I'm looking wrong altogether. I'm looking at three or four different words. The word is despised. Sour grapes means things despised because they are out of beyond reach or out of reach. Despised is the right word. I'll get it right in a minute. My book here is getting a little frail, and all the words stick together here, you know. Well, we hope you'll stick together. KSAN Radio News. KSAN Radio News. Keep your dial set at 1450 KSAN for more news more often. Next news headlines at 9 o'clock.
Baby, do you say?
If you're driving along, take it slow as you go. Don't drive yourself to death.
We are now at the Anti-Fun League Auditorium, and with me is the chairman of the Non-Entertainment Committee.
This is little Esther Phillips. Let me go. Release me. Dixie Peach at all drug variety and supermarkets and 39 and 69. You'll stay tuned for Swingin' Ollie Freeman, who follows the KSAN new feature, The Happy Talk House. See you at 1 o'clock.
And now's the time to get your car fixed right, right, right.
Non-carbonated drink made from real fruit. Yet, thanks to Sugarol, it contains 87% less calories than ordinary pineapple grapefruit drinks. Shasta low-calorie fruit drinks also come in orange, grape, and pineapple orange. All vitamin-enriched. Try some, because it has to be Shasta.
It has to be Shasta. Not like playing that, back in those days, they played commercials. They were on phonograph records. In the business, they were known as ETs, electrical transcription. No, not extraterrestrials. And a lot of times, they forget to change the speed on the turntable. And, of course, they were playing some 45 RPM records. And then, all of a sudden, they had to put a commercial on the turntable. And those ETs were recorded at 33 and a third, and they forgot to do it. So that's why you heard that Shasta commercial being played at 45 RPM instead of the 33 and a third. That was designed for it. Anyway, that's Chuck Scruggs, Bug Scruggs. Definitely made a big career for himself after he left KSAN when he went over to KDIA. And then back to Memphis, Tennessee, where he did a television program for kids before he passed away a few years ago. And Chuck Scruggs on KSAN Radio. on November 26, 1962, 2 days before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day in 62, same day as today, 28th. There you go. How about them apples? Anyway, we'll be getting back to more of our portable radio and time machine as we're going to feature, as Chuck Scrugg announced, Ollie Freeman in just a moment, okay?
The Love Life Foundation presents the second annual Oakland's Finest Black Tie Gala and Toy Drive, a benefit for the Love Life Foundation, which has been serving at-risk youth for 22 years in Oakland and the Bay Area. Among this year's honorees are Congresswoman Barbara Lee, baseball great Ricky Henderson, local youth leaders, and a posthumous award to musician Victor McElhaney. This star-studded extravaganza will take place at Scott's Seafood Restaurant, 2 Broadway in Jack London Square in Oakland, Saturday, November 30th, from 5 to 11 p.m. For tickets or more information about this benefit, visit lovelifefoundation.org/events or call 415-754-8626.
A great event. Thank you, Marilyn. Appreciate that. And some of the music of the early 60s, just great R&B stuff. We're not featuring right now 1962 in our music, but we're going to go back to 1960, December of that particular year, maybe November, probably when this was released. I think it was maybe October of that year. Big R&B artist. He had his big hit back in 1958, Pretty Girls, early 59, somewhere around there. Then he had Miami in the fall of 1959. And in the fall of 1960, he had this, Eugene Church on KPOO, as we get back to our portable radio and time machine in just a moment.
Well, we interrupt the station to notify the nation. News from Washington, rock and roll is number one, baby. Yeah, gonna rock a little while. Beat it on the bongos, tread through the Congo, going to the ballroom, blast off to the moon, baby. Yeah, nah, nah, child. Yeah, gonna rock a little while. News from the school, caught the teacher singing blues. Rock and roll, arithmetic, classes on a rhythm kick, baby. Hey, nah, nah, child. Yeah. Gonna rock a little while. All that slopping in Germany. Doing the shimmy over Italy. All that swinging in the sweet land. Another place that I know for certain, and mashed potatoes behind a iron curtain. Message through the night, bit from a satellite, tell every boy and girl, rock and roll and took the world, baby. Hey, nah, nah, child. Yeah. We're gonna rock a little while. They're doing a Berlin in a Washington.
All
they're jumping in a Pentagon.
Jumping in a Pentagon.
They're doing a twist in a Hong Kong. Curtain on their rocking in Spain.
There you go, Eugene Church. Born in St. Louis, raised in Los Angeles, and of course, this was great sound there. Good news. On the Rendezvous label, which was an L.A. label, Los Angeles label, Eugene Church. Yes, indeed. Some of the great music of that particular era that we're featuring on our portable radio and time machine. But let's not forget about our portable radio time machine, as we heard Bug Scruggs introduce the next program following his show. And, of course, that was the Gospel Jubilee program with Ollie Freeman. And Ollie Freeman actually got his radio career started back in the mid-50s. He was on KTIM in San Rafael, a little 1,000-watt daytimer there. He had a program called Jazzland. Eventually, he actually opened up a record shop in Richmond with the same name, I think maybe during that same era. And as a matter of fact, he used to be at KTM at the same time when legendary Alex Bennett was working at that particular radio station in his early career before he made it big on KMEL and The Quake and Live 105. But anyway, and of course, Ollie Freeman after KTIM, eventually he made his way to KSEN for a brief period of time. I would say, I guess, in the midsummer of 1962, the religious director of that station, and he had that Gospel Jubilee program that followed the morning drive program. He was on from about 9 a.m. until 12 noon with his gospel program on KSAN. And then in the fall, he left KSAN and went to KKIS, where he did his Gospel Jubilee program on Sunday mornings, KKIS in Pittsburgh there. And on Sunday night, he did an R&B show on KKIS to fill in the hole, because the major R&B stations in this market, KDIA and KSAN and eventually KSOL, well, on Sunday night, they did remote broadcasts of religious services. And so somebody wanted to listen to R&B on the radio. They couldn't find it. So Ollie Freeman filled in that vacuum on KKIS 990 AM in Pittsburgh, California. Anyway, this is Ollie Freeman on KSAN Radio as we place our portable radio in our time machine to November 26, 1962.
KSAN Radio at 1450 on your dial. Well, the correct time now exactly 7 minutes past 9 a.m. And a very pleasant good Wednesday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Again, yours truly, Ollie Freeman speaking. Permit me, if you please, to enter the quiet comforts of your peaceful surroundings on a very pleasant Wednesday morning, bringing to you Northern California's greatest inspirational record feature, the original Gospel Jubilee program with songs of inspiration from the biblical pages of time. And here now, with the warm, soothing lyric of the beautiful theme song titled Jesus, we graciously invite you to relax, settle back, and receive it while we send it out your way from now until 1 p.m. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
Well, once again, I'm inviting my good colleague friend to step into the Gospel Jubilee Spotlight Picture.
Thank you there, Ollie. Anyway, he doesn't even pop the turntable down there before he turns it off there. What are you going to do? Anyway, Ollie Freeman, there on actually November 27th. Actually, it was the day before Thanksgiving, November 27th, 1962. And, of course, as I mentioned before, he was at KTIM back in the mid-50s, and then eventually made his way. I don't know what he did after he left KTIM, because the record shop there in Richmond, Jazzland, Gospel Jubilee program, he actually had that program on for just a few months on KSAN. You know, who actually preceded him was a radio personality known as Pastor Jim, and he was on KSAN prior to when Ollie Freeman was brought aboard. But then Ollie lasted for quite a few months before making his way over to KKIS in Pittsburgh, as I mentioned before. Same opening music on his Gospel Jubilee program on KSAN. I don't know if he had all the skips and jumps and everything else. I don't think they would allow that on KKIS like they did on KSAN, as you heard there. And then, of course, Ollie also, as I said before, did an R&B show on Sunday night until, I guess, to the end of 1967. So he was filling in that void for R&B music on a Sunday night with the two R&B radio stations doing church broadcast remotes normally during that time period. Anyway, it's all happening with Dave here. It's our Thanksgiving Day air check special, our jiving around. We'll be back next Thursday, same time, same station here. And, of course, a quick reminder, we're raising $100,000. That's what I'd like to say, $100,000 for KPOO. Right now, of course, the goal is $75,000. And so far, as of just the other day, we've raised over $46,875. We could use a lot more. We want to reach that goal of $75,000 by the end of the year, December 31st. We can do it. We've done it before. We can do it again. Send us a personal check or cashier's check to KPOO Radio, Post Office Box 156-650. San Francisco 94115. Again, KPOO Radio, Post Office Box 156650, San Francisco 94115. Personal check, cashier's check, or a money order. Okay, put it in the mail now. What a great holiday gift for KPOO, so we can stay on the air for the year 2020. And of course, you can also go to the KPOO website, kpoo.com. Look for the donations link, and via PayPal. And I think another means you can charge your donation using the more popular credit cards like Visa and MasterCard and so forth, and just set up an account with PayPal if you don't have one and help us out that way. It's totally tax deductible because KPOO Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So help us out today so we can continue to survive and grow. We have bills to pay just like you, probably more tremendous bills that we got to pay, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, to keep this radio station going for the year 2020. So help us out today. Whatever you can afford would be most appreciated, for sure. Anyway, keeping with the sounds of the music between our Portable Radio Time Machine events, well, as I said, early 60s, and this is definitely early 60s, for Fannie Mae. This is Buster Brown. Nice music right here in 89.5 Radio. Yes, indeed, Smoky Places, the Corsairs, featuring early 60s music. And, of course, very, very early 60s. Before that, of course, Fannie Mae there and Buster Brown. Our portable radio time machine, we're getting back to that right now, but moving across the bay and down the dial a little bit. And, of course, KDIA back on November the 27th, 1962. Now, this isn't a local program. This was a syndicated show. Perhaps all of you remember Sid McCoy, yeah, the voice of Soul Train and so forth. He introduced Don Cornelius, and of course, his career as an announcer and personality goes back to the early 60s, well before Soul Train. And he had a program syndicated out of Chicago called Showcase, sponsored by Ebony and Jet Magazine. And KDIA was one of the affiliates for this program, which ran right after the R&B program, which the Morning Drive R&B program hosted by George Oxford. George Oxford was on from 6 to 9. And then Showcase with Sid McCoy was on, I guess, from 9 to 10. And then Jeannie Blevin also hosted a public service show between 9 and 1 o'clock as well, mixed in with the Sid McCoy thing. But anyway, this is, basically Sid McCoy. This was actually one particular episode, which he did out of New York City, was on electrical transcription, ET, a phonograph record. And that's how they distributed a lot of these programs for all the stations who aired this particular syndicated program. Anyway, Sid McCoy on KDIA. Showcase.
This is Sid McCoy coming to you from New York City and inviting you once again to spend the next few minutes with us here on Showcase. For today, we're very proud to have as our guest Mrs. Jerry Major, Society Editor of Jet Magazine and Associate Editor of Ebony Magazine. Won't you join us?
Hey!
more special than a new baby in the family. A baby you can plan for and hope for. And of course, you'll be hoping his future will be a bright one. As bright as if he'd been born with a golden spoon in his mouth. That's why we suggest you start your baby outright with a formula made from pet evaporated milk. Remember, a pet milk formula could well be his golden spoon for the start toward a healthy future. Showcase is indeed proud to have as his guest today Mrs. Jerry Major, Society Editor of Jet Magazine, Associate Editor of Ebony Magazine, and a very charming and interesting person. Mrs. Major, welcome to Showcase.
And there you go, Sid McCoy on KDIA, 1962 for sure there. It's all happening with Dave here. And we're going to get back to more portable radio and time machine. Of course, something else, too, believe it or not. Here, got a special treat, which you haven't aired so far during our Thanksgiving Day air check special. And it's KDIA. We're going to go back to December of 1960. George Oxford, as he plays around with Little Junior Parker's big hit at that particular time.
Oh, come on, give me more. Merry Christmas to you all, friends. We can't give up on Little Junior Parker like that.
There you go. Junior Parker, heard on KDIA, George Oxford, December of 1960. Yes, indeed.
Time?
Yes, indeed, as we scan the dials here. Oh, hey, come back. Get it back on the right place in the dial there. I don't know. Hey, we'll go back a few months earlier, too. Spring of 1963 here for this, Billy Abbott.
We'll see.
Some of the great music we're depicting here during the era that we're covering here with our portable radio time machine, Billy Abbott from the spring of 1963. Anyway, all happening with Dave here on this Thursday morning there, our Thanksgiving Day Air Check Special 2019. And we're going to have something that another, this is basically the same time period that you heard the Billy Abbott song on the charts, about the same time period for this. It had a Christmas connection, though, but it had to do with a contest on KSAN radio. And the morning drive, man, had some awkward circumstances when he was doing the particular contest live on KSAN radio back in July of 1963. You'll hear that right after this.
Come one, come all to Bethel AME Church, San Francisco's annual Christmas concert. Sunday, December 8th at 5 p.m., featuring Bethel's Mass Choir and special musical guests. So fellowship with us as we exalt the name of the Lord. Again, that's Sunday, December 8th at 5 p.m. at 916 Laguna Street in San Francisco. For more information, see our website, BethelAMECSF.org, or our Facebook page. Bethel AME Church, San Francisco.
This is a free event.
There you go. Absolutely free. Yes, indeed. You know, KPO radio is absolutely free, too, but not exactly. Not exactly. It costs to run a radio station. And as I mentioned before, we definitely need your help because right now we're in the middle of our annual fall fundraiser. We want to raise $75,000 by the end of the year, and we got a long way to go. We're at over $46,800, but we need a lot more money to come in, honey. That's right. To reach December 31st, okay? Help us out today. It's so important. It's the only way we can survive for the year 2020. Send us whatever you can to be most appreciated. Personal check cashiers, check our money order. Place it in an envelope, address that envelope to KPOO Radio, Post Office Box 156650. That's 156650. San Francisco 94115. Personal check cashiers, check our money order. Or go to the KPOO website at kpoo.com. Look for the donations link. Open that page up and via PayPal. And other means, using your credit card, you can send us a tax-deductible contribution that way. Help us out today. It's so important for the holidays. Give to KPOO for the holidays. Okay, it is so important that you do that. Anyway, just as I promised, this goes back to July 1963, and there's a Christmas connection to this. Mike Dix on KSAN Radio. Here we go. Portable Radio Time Machine. Are you ready? Yeah, it's ready.
Time now to play Pass It On, the hottest new quiz game in Bay Area radio. You can win money right now. To help you prepare for the coming Christmas season. Now, here's how we play Pass It On.
The KSAN music caster you're listening to will make a phone call in a moment. It might be a call to you, so stay by your phone. Because if you can answer his question correctly before Santa Claus says Merry Christmas, you will win cash from the KSAN Summer Santa Bag. Then you'll have a chance to win 25 KSAN bonus bucks by answering correctly a second question. If you cannot answer the first question correctly, you'll receive a consolation prize. And you can then pass it on to a friend of yours by giving us your friend's name and phone number. We'll call your friend immediately. If neither of you can answer the question correctly, then we'll add another buck to the KSAN Summer Santa Bag. So stay by your phone because the call about to be made might be to you. Remember now, you must answer the question before Santa Claus says,
Oh, Merry Christmas!
Now let's play Pass It On.
And we're dialing right now, HE13788, and we're going to get something problematical. The number you reached is not connected at this time. All right, that was to Mrs. Jacqueline Hale at 1227 Waller. So now we'll call another number. We'll see if we can't, raise somebody over there at the Doty House. Hello, one. I presume. One. Bugs, you don't put the numbers down. I can't very well figure out what they are. Let's see now what we have here. And we're dialing LO11959. Nope, we're going to get something at this number. Yes. Well, let's see. Let's call the next one, and we're trying to get this thing rolling here. I don't know why I'm always burdened with these mistakes here in traffic, but that's the way it goes. Let's see. If I 6, 6, 4, 8,
Mr. William Nolan already won $35 this morning. What do you think of that? Yeah, he won the $10, which was in the KSAN summer bag, center-wise, and $25 in KSAN extra bonus bucks. Now, hello there. Is Mrs. Edward Sullivan? Well, Mrs. Sullivan, this is Mike Dix, Jumpin' George, at KSAN Radio, and we have a little program that we call Pass It On, which is a contest, and all you have... Well, the last man won $35. This lady hung up. Well, that's the way it goes, you see? 8:10? She must work the night shift or something over there. All right, we'll just forget about the whole thing for this time. Remember that when we call you, you hang up, you fool. You're going to lose $25 plus whatever in the KSAN Summer Santa bag. We don't mind. We just put it in our pockets.
And there you go, Mike Dix, also known as Jumpin' George. I think he left KSAN. I don't know whether he was fired or he just quit in September of 63. And then he went to, I think, KFWB in Los Angeles. I'm not too sure there. Anyway, all happening with Dave. And we got something special coming up right now. As a matter of fact, I don't even have it ready. The portal radio and time machine is a little bit sticky here, but we're able to redo stuff here. And this is going to run about 16 minutes. It's a Rockin' Lucky montage. Yeah, everything but, I think, the O-Rock and the Thanksgiving thing he did in 1962 is in this montage there as we conclude things on our portable radio and time machine. It's going to run over. There's no prison focus, so it's okay to run over here with this. Anyway, let's do a montage of Rockin' Lucky from 1960 until December 7th. I guess December 15th, 1960. Until November, or I should say December 7th, 1963. Again, Rockin' Lucky expanse from December 15th, 1960 until December 7th. That's Pearl Harbor Day, 1963. Portable radio and time machine is happening right now.
Packed with nourishing protein and extra low in calories. Keep a garden of Golden State cottage cheese on hand in your refrigerator. Golden State cottage cheese is just another reason why your family always gets the most.
My dearest darling.
afternoon, every afternoon. Let the burner turn you right here on KSAN in San Francisco, picking sounds from KSAN's top 10. So dig the burner today at noon, tomorrow at noon, daily from Monday through Saturday. It's the burner on KSAN. Well, friend, there you have a little get-together we've called for the past hour and a half or so, the John Hardy get-together. I want you to stay tuned here. Good Rockin' Lucky standing by to take over, and we'll be with you until it's 1 o'clock in the morning. This is your boy John Hardy again saying thanks for listening, take it easy, and remember your ABCs while you're saying a Merry Christmas. Always be chicken.
To you, John Hardy!
That was a rooster.
What a rooster. Well, ladies and gentlemen, John Hardy has brought you this far. I'm going to try to take it a little farther. Right on down the line. Yes! Doody, doody, shooty, doody, cock a doody. All that kind of jazz. Yeah, I feel so... Well, good. John Hardy. Oh, by the way, he'll be back again tomorrow morning from 6 until 9. John Hardy, ladies and gentlemen, with the John Hardy Show. Stay tuned for our next program, which follows immediately.
Trouble is, you're just lazy, kid.
KSAN Top 20. Yes, you can win the KSAN Top 20 tunes this week. If you have the number, we'll call in a moment. If you don't have a number, then stop at your favorite record shop today and ask for the KSAN Hot Sheet. You'll find your number on that KSAN Hot Sheet. Then dial in on 1450 every day when you'll hear winning numbers broadcast throughout the day. And when you hear your number called, all you have to do is phone the KSAN studios at Klondike 21332. That's Klondike 21332 within 3 minutes after your number is called, and you can win all 20 of the KSAN Top 20 tunes for this week. Tell your friends about it. It's fun to play KSAN Top 20. Now here's another KSAN Top 20 winning number. And if you have it, call KL2-1332, Klondike 2-1332 within the next 3 minutes. And now here is the number.
And the number, my friend, is 326. 326. 326. And this is still KSAN, 1450 on your radio dial in San Francisco, California. Miss Kim Weston, sing next. Love me all the way. Love me all the way.
Pick up on the habit. We'll pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your the hop.
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
No!
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting rid of little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no soft touch.
Take
when I finish with you, you be too poop to bop.
Take a second.
All this job job has really got to
take
go.
Break.
And when you want to call
take
me daddy,
second.
When you get it, daddy, yo. You call me as well, say I should
be. If you like it, take it. If you don't like it, say break. Call Mark 1817 with Mike.
Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? You've been getting ready with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no soft touch.
Take a second.
You call me as well, say I should pick up on the hat. Well, pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your...
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
I don't have time to talk.
Daddy,
right
can
back
I go
this,
to the hop?
No!
Take it and break it. Beg pardon? You want to break it then? Okay, lover girl.
Go to the hop.
Say what, girl?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
What do you mean? Can you go to the hop? You better go and wrestle with that mop. The floors need scrubbing and the dishes ain't clean. Go in the kitchen and you'll see what I mean. Hurry up before I go upside your knot.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? Throw down your books, sit on a TV stool. Glue to the set just like you're in a trance. Jumping around, doing a funny looking dance.
Mark 1817, would you like to say,
take it to the hop? Go to the hop.
Say what? You've been getting wrong with a little too much. And it's with you, you be too poop to bop. All this job job has really got to go. We'll pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what? I guess you think your dad's a no soft touch. With you, you'll be too poop to bop. All the job job has really got to go. When you want to call me daddy, when you get it, daddy, you call me as well. Say, I should pick up on the hat. Well, pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
No!
Take it. Thank you.
Hey, goodbye, Rockin' Lucky. It passed away. Anyway, that's it. Oh, wow. Long, 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 long. Ran over it a little bit, but that's because no Prison Focus Radio today. Ube is taking a well-deserved day off there on this Thanksgiving holiday. Anyway, we'll be back with our Driving Around program next Thursday. It's been fun laying on you this portable radio time machine happening with our annual Thanksgiving Day air check special. With your host, Dave Edwards, be sure to help us out today by sending us some money to KPO Radio for our annual fall fundraiser. You'll hear an announcement in a few minutes again. And, of course, to the background, Booker T and the MGs, Jingle Bells, and you'll be hearing all sorts of Christmas stuff for the next month or so, just to let you know and give you a little warning on that one. Anyway, it's been fun, and if you have a chance, maybe do something good today. If you're not with any family or whatever, maybe you could help out at Glide. Help serve the dinners to the homeless, or over at St. Anthony's Dining Room, too, the Miracle of Jones Street. Two big institutions that did wonders to help the poor and the homeless, for sure, there. Help out today, if you could, please. Appreciate that. Anyway, have a good Thanksgiving Day yourself. Don't eat too much, and we'll catch you next Thursday, same time, same station, as we return with our regular Jiving Around programming with a lot of Christmas stuff. But again, this year, KOIT has beat us on when to start the Christmas music thing. Anyway, have a good one, and we'll see you next Thursday. Bye.